Hello and welcome to episode number 132 of AB's Ripping Wax Packs podcast, coming to you from La Follette, Tennessee. I'm your host, Aaron Vaughn. This is the show where we rip open a wax pack every week and discuss that year and brand of card along with the players in the pack that we open. Along the way, we'll shout out some of your comments as listeners, discuss nostalgic stories about cards or players that come to mind, and spread the pure joy that comes with ripping open wax packs. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and most of your podcast platforms. New episodes drop every Thursday. Our email is rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com, and our Facebook page is Ripping Wax Packs. And on YouTube, just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs to see the portion of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. We're always looking to promote veterans charities, so contact us through one of the outlets I just mentioned, and we'd be happy to discuss a way that you could help veterans and or their families in any way that you can. Also, please give a listen to our sister podcast, CV's 10 to Check Out, a music podcast produced by my brother Curtis and me. That comes out once a month, sharing the joy of music and hoping to help listeners discover unfamiliar bands or songs they might want to look further into. Check it out right after you listen to this podcast, and like, review, and subscribe. Please give us comments. Keep those coming. We appreciate everybody's support. Give us any new ideas or packs that you want opened. Also, you could send packs to 442 Norris Crest, NORRISCREST Drive in La Follette, Tennessee, 37766. That's LAFOLLETTE, La Follette, Tennessee, 37766. And if you send those to us, we will open those and give you a shout out if you want one. All right, this week we will be discussing 2023 Panini Prism. I actually have a blaster box here, and I'll open that up on YouTube here in a little bit. After discussing the set for just a minute here, and we'll get a few of those packs. It looks like there's five cards per pack and six packs per box in this blaster box. A little bit about 2023 Panini Prism. Not a lot about it here. So many different types of 2023 Panini cards. We know that it's a 300 card set released July 21st in each 12 card hobby pack. Will contain an insert and one prism parallel. Every fourth hobby pack will yield an autograph. So a lot of those in the hobby boxes, a lot of autographs, it looks like. It doesn't really say online, but I have it in front of me. It says you'll find six blaster exclusive blue ice prisms in the blaster box. It says per box on average. And it looks like, again, on Panini, since they're not official Major League Baseball players or Major League Baseball endorsed, they don't have the symbol for the teams on them again, which is so dumb. I hate that. But these are pretty cool cards, I think. The Panini Prism last year, really cool. They're usually made really well, so I'm excited to look at them. But again, a million different ratios, insert ratios that they give you online of different inserts. There's this, you know, the super refractors, all different one of ones that I'd love to pull. I've only done that once, I've told you before. And I just called this episode Blue Ice Prisms because we're sure to get those at least one of these packs, probably of the in the blaster box. So I thought that would be pretty cool to see the blue ice prism. Looks like there are, you know, in the 300 base cards, there are, looks like Hall of Famer, guys that are, you know, retired. They're superstars. Doesn't look like there are many rookie cards in it. No, doesn't look like there are many rookie cards at all. But they may not call them rookie cards because they've already had another Panini card. Not sure if anybody knows the reason why they, if they are and they're not called a rookie card, maybe it's because there are already a bunch of Panini cards out. I'm not sure. And it looks like there are fireworks cards, future supers. Future supers are probably some type of rookies, and future tools are probably rookie guys. Pot of gold cards, prismatic cards. I see a Griffey Jr. That'd be cool to get. Pete Rose, Nolan Ryan. Ooh, bunch of superstars and Hall of Famers there. The blueprints, the old ball game with some of the older players on there. I'm seeing Bob Feller, Babe Ruth, Archie Vaughn, Brooks Robinson, Larry Doby, just to name a few. Color blast, three holes, mangas, a bunch of autograph cards. I see Jason Dominguez on there, and I just saw that he hit a home run in his first major league at bat, which is pretty awesome. So we're looking for any youngsters that are great, any superstars, any Hall of Famers, any ex-players that were awesome. And we just love busting open wax packs. There's also potential penmanship cards, franchise legend signatures. I'd say some of these you probably get only in hobby, but hopefully we can pull something decent here. I was looking at something earlier. It says, notes, cards 41, 50, and 55 do not exist in the base set. I don't know what that means, because I looked up there and it looks like that they actually have names on them, so maybe they forgot to put them in there. I don't know. Card 19 does not exist in the base set or the green ice prism. Card 25 does not exist as a silver prism. Card 40 does not exist as a silver or green ice prism. Cards 3, 15, 18, and 31 do not exist as green ice prisms. And card 11 does not exist as a green ice or one of one black finite prism. So I don't know if they just forgot those numbers and forgot to put them in there in those certain parts of the sets. I don't know. So we're going to open this up on YouTube. Check it out. Follow along. Let us know what you think about the cards. And let us know any stories that you have about how you started collecting, or what your favorite set is, or any of that type of jazz. And don't be afraid to send some packs that haven't been opened, and we'll open those for you on here and talk about them a little bit. So let's go over to YouTube and check us out opening the packs. All right, I was listening to my buddy Brian Harmon texting me, and not listening to him. I saw a text from him last week that said he was watching one of our episodes, and he said he couldn't hear it, so I turned it up as loud as I could. Brian, I hope that you can hear it on YouTube this time. We have the Panini Prism 2023 box. There it is. Now we'll see what these look like. Five cards per pack, six packs per box. Find six Blaster exclusive blue ice prisms. So let's check it out. Well, I almost fell out of my chair. Here we go. All right, here's our packs. Let's see, we'll open, since there's five cards, we'll open three of them. It'll be like an old pack of 15. Here they are. They are silver, and they got a little orange on them and black, and they have a Cal Ripken on the front of it, so it's orange and black there and gray, so it kind of fits right in with the color scheme. Five cards. It says Panini on the top. 2023 Prism Baseball Trading Cards. Let's open her up and see what we get. Maybe we'll know some of these players as well. All right. Yeah, they're just like the ones from the past. Pretty cool. Ooh. This guy is a well-conditioned competitor, even by pro athlete standards, who boasts a sweet swing. There are plenty of reasons Kansas City selected Wallace in the second round. And I'm almost positive that, I lived in Arkansas for 3 years, and he went to the University of Arkansas, I believe, Caden Wallace, Cade Smith, that went to Arkansas. I think he's buddies with him. And Cade is starting his first year this year. Went to Harding Academy. He's going to Arkansas to play baseball. This is Caden Wallace. So I think it has his minor league statistics on the back. I know the lighting's not great today. It's my fault. I didn't set it up right, but you can see it a little bit there. Oscar Colas. Looks like he has some minor league stuff there. Man, am I looking at these wrong? No. I thought they were drafts, but maybe not. Oh, no, there's David Wells. David Wells. Great pitcher from the past. He's got some good stories about David Wells. Here's a 20-80 scale hitting. He's a 70, so between 20 and 80, they put 70 as his hitting. Sal Frelick, Milwaukee. So that's an insert card. Pretty cool looking card. And all these cards, by the way, just have a silver. They're kind of like a silver border. They're just like this in the past. Oh, this is really cool. It's like a This must be the blue ice prism. Look at that. It's blue on the outsides of it, the border, and then it's like an ice. Looks like cracked ice. And this is Bill Terry. So he's a long time ago guy. So he played a long time ago. That's what that means. Long time ago guy. What a dumb I am. All right, next pack. Pretty cool cards. I like them. All these prism cards are cool. They're made so well. That's why they're expensive, though. I always forget how much they cost. I just grab them. I don't look. I should. Jet Williams. Looks like he has a Class A stats, so that means he hadn't played in the pros yet, in the major leagues yet. Miguel Blaise, same with him. He's Class A stats. So some of these must be some of the future stars. Ryan Zimmerman, he was a good player. James Woods. And here's another blue ice prism. Johnny Pesky, the Pesky Pole at Fenway Park there. That's what he must have hit home runs around that right field pole. It's really short, just in that little spot there right at right field at the fair pole. And he must have wrapped him right inside of that pole, and they call it the Pesky Pole. It's really short there. I think it might be 301 feet or something like that. Somebody tell me if I'm wrong or right. And then it goes way out. It's tough to hit one to like right, straightaway right. But right down the line, it's really, really short. For pro standards, anyways. So Johnny Pesky in the blue ice prism. In our final pack. Wow, that's pretty loud in my ears. Let me open in the pack. Paul Mahler, what a hitter. He's one of the most professional hitters ever. Man, such a good hitter. Paul Molitor, I think he's a Hall of Famer. Tucker Thoman, another minor league guy, it looks like. Brooks Robinson, Hall of Famer. Wow, that's a cool card. Love getting those. It's cool. Brooks Lee, looks like he's it says his AAA stats in the back, so he must be a minor leaguer still. And, oh man, this is awesome. This is a great pull. Ellie De La Cruz, yes, it's a blue ice prism too. That's going to have some worth someday if he stays playing like the way he is. He's just so fun to watch. Gun for an arm, power from both sides of the plate, just fun to watch. Steals a lot of bases. On the back of this, it says his single A, double A stats from 2022. It says 304 average, 359 on-base percentage, 47 stolen bases, 88 RBIs, 28 homers, 9 triples, 31 doubles, and 471 at-bats. So pretty darn good in 120 games. Ellie De La Cruz, awesome pull. Our last card of the day we pulled, Ellie De La Cruz, blue ice prism. So it looks like there's a blue ice prism in every one of those packs, since there are 6 packs and you're going to get, you know, 6 of them in there, 1 per pack. Sweet card. Great pull. Really fun to open up those packs. And we're going to go finish up the podcast. And thanks for tuning into the YouTube side. All right. Remember, you can always contact us through our email, which is rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is Ripping Wax Packs. And on YouTube, just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs to see the portion of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. And remember to check out our other podcast, CVs Tend to Check Out. It's a music podcast that comes out once a month that I put together with my brother Curtis. We're always looking to promote veterans charities, so contact us to learn more about donating to veterans and their families. And this has been AV's Ripping Wax Packs podcast. This is Aaron Vaughn. Thank you for tuning in. Have fun, be safe, love one another, and always, always, always keep God first in your life. Have a good one.